Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, it almost sounds like it would turn into some sort of broadcasting corporation.
Yeah, I think it would evolve into something else.
You know, sometimes we will push, we do push those perspectives and push those opinions, and we try to push each other's opinions and really hold a mirror up to each other, I think, Stuart.
Yeah.
Whether we've achieved it or not, it's not really for us to say. It's to whoever's, you know, you listening to this podcast right now. It's up to you whether you think we've achieved that or not.
It could be about the countryside. It could be about the environment. It could be about philosophy. Whatever. Listen back to our archive. Well over, must be 330 episodes by now. We talk about anything you want us to talk about.
What's up? Get to the chopper! That's actually a possible impression that was. Let's just leave this as the intro, because that'll wake somebody up, won't it? This is the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. I'm William Mankler, I'm one of the co-hosts. Stuart, who are you?
I'm Stuart, the Wild Man Mabber, and I always say I do as much as I can to get people out into nature, making it part of daily life, because that's a good first step to wanting them to getting them to protect it. And this podcast isn't just about the countryside. We talk about the environment. We talk about psychology, philosophy,
climate,
human condition.
Human condition is always buried in there. Yeah. But we have a question.
Have you said who you are?
I've said who I am. Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
I won't say what I do. I don't say it every single episode because it will just get boring, a bit like a drill. Drilling for oil is very boring. One of my favourite jokes ever. So the question today, because we get questions sent in by listeners and have been for the last X number of years. 2 years at least, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alison in Driffield, Gloucestershire, sent in the question, and it's particularly about this podcast. And I think we already know the answer to this question, don't we? The question is, do you ever imagine you'll be a daily podcast? The answer to that question is, we would need a lot more a structure around us, because currently the podcast is ran purely and simply by myself and Stuart. That is it. There's nobody else involved in this podcast. If we had other people involved, so maybe another person to do the editing, a person to do the promotion, that type of thing, I think we might be able to push a daily podcast.
But even then
that's a lot of recording, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd need better funding and income streams off the back of this to be able to do that. But we currently release 10 a.m. UK time Sundays and Tuesdays, or Tuesdays and Sundays, as William always says.
And it depends when you start your week.
With a few bonus bits here and there.
I've currently picked up a piece of work where they start their working week on a Friday. I'm not joking.
Well, there you go. And so it feels right now, but a daily podcast, I think we would need to do more than just answer listener questions. We'd have to have guests. We'd have to have a bit more variety.
I would also say, because it's, you'd end up doing seven, you're talking about seven podcasts a week, one every day, because that's really, are you talking about daily podcasts? Are we talking about weekdays? Are we talking about days, the whole week? I think we'd also have to have other hosts as well. Yeah. Other co-hosts alongside doing something different than what we're doing.
So the question that Alison has set us is, do you ever imagine you'll be a daily podcast? I would say it's a possibility, but it's not where we envisage it going at this point.
No, could you imagine, this is just something that's popped into my head, could you imagine us almost like collaborating and grouping up, not just even collaborating, but finding other podcasters that do something very similar to what we do, and they all come under the People's Countryside umbrella, and they actually bring their own show under our umbrella, and actually become, that then becomes a daily podcast, because we release Tuesdays and Sundays, and they release Thursdays and...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
I'm looking at it from a listener point of view as well, because listeners listen to lots of different podcasts, not just ours. So it's sort of like we could get to a point where they're spread too thinly and they can't listen to everything we put out there. So sometimes less is more.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, it almost sounds like it would turn into some sort of broadcasting corporation.
Yeah. I think it would evolve into something else.
Yeah,
This podcast, it sounds a bit strange. The People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. We don't talk about the countryside. I had one person saying, I'm not sure what I've got to say because they were in central London. I'm not sure people in the countryside want to listen to to it, because they people they say, well, you're listening to farmers, aren't they? Well, actually, the People's Countryside is a wider project. It's something we set up about in 2016. It's something to give the environment's make the environment's voice heard through film, photography, nature walks, talks, podcasts. So we probably wouldn't call it the same thing again, but it's evolved, and it will evolve again. So who knows? I mean, we've always said that we wanted to be relatable to the listeners and have the conversations that maybe need to be had more openly and expand the conversation a bit more. I think we achieved that. We're doing twice a week.
Well, we're relatable. We try to be as relatable as possible by just purely being ourselves, purely thinking from our own perspectives. You know, sometimes we will push it. We do push those perspectives and push those opinions, and we try to push each other's opinions and really hold a mirror up to each other, I think, Stuart.
Yeah.
Whether we've achieved it or not is not really for us to say. It's to whoever's, you know, you listening to this podcast right now. It's up to you whether you think we've achieved that or not. It's almost like
And like we often say, we're a world scale podcast. Well, we clearly are, because people from all over the world are listening to us. But
yeah,
whether or not we're relatable for somebody in the Amazon jungle or something, I think we're relatable because we're just being honest and giving an insight into maybe our culture.
Yeah, we naturally would do that anyway. And we always say that when we say something, if there's anything we say on this podcast and you don't agree with it, engage with us. I mean, the last question was all about you dyeing your hair and whether, you know, we're talking about the climate crisis and whether that makes you a hypocrite because of the pollution. That's the sort of question that is really valuable, because you never know what will come out of that. You never know what will come out of that conversation. It's like this question that Alison in Driffield in Gloucestershire had sent us in, you know, do you ever imagine you'll be a daily podcast? And it's led to this conversation about the podcast in general. I mean, I go back to that question again and just say and answer that question. Unless there's a change, there are major changes within the people that are involved, more people come involved with that, then I can't see it be anything more than twice a week, because we have...
With bonuses on top.
With bonuses on top, of course, yeah. But we've come to a nice equilibrium between how we work. Stuart does all the editing, I do all the writing. So it kind of like we've come with a decent balance now, haven't we? We were even considering maybe dropping to once a week. That was at least a brief consideration because of times and almost like
other commitments
that we have in our lives. But we're sticking with it twice a week, and that's just right for us.
Yeah, so you never asked a question before, Alison, but thanks for doing it. If you want to ask a set of questions about anything you want to do, it could be about the countryside, it could be about the environment, it could be about philosophy, whatever. Listen back to our archive, well over, must be 330 episodes by now. We talk about anything you want us to talk about. We try to be better than just two men waffling in a pub, even though that's what we sound like. We want to offer some sort of added value off the back of it, and I think we do that. So if you want to ask a question, thepeoplescountryside@gmail.com. If you want to, as we always say nowadays, if you want to bask in the glory of knowing you've helped us on our way and supported us, we've got a funding site called Patreon. How can they find that?
Patreon.com, so P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com. / the People's Countryside. There's various levels of patronising. Patronity. I don't even know what it would be.
Yeah.
So you can come and support this show. And
Different levels of support gets different privileged access to material.
Exactly.
So I think I'd be in a bit of a cold sweat if we were doing it 7 days a week.
I just don't think it would be manageable.
I don't think it needs to be either. People need a rest to digest what we've said.
Yeah, we often say a lot. We often, even our, some of our episodes are maybe 15 or 20 minutes long. There's a lot packed into that.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, it's like a difference between a white loaf or and a very, very densely packed malt loaf.